Welcome to the first show back in 2012 for America Tonight. Hey, everybody, this is Kate Delaney. I hope you and yours have the best year possible. I hope it rocks and it's off the hook. Speaking of off the hook, the gloves are certainly off anyway when it comes to the showdown in Iowa. Finally, it's more than just debates and polls. We're going to have real numbers from the Iowa caucus the next time we meet on Tuesday into Wednesday here for ATN. And it's huge because look at the candidates. Look what's happened, how we've seen some fortunes rise and then sink, others rise and then sink. Some are steady along the way. The establishment guy, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum has really, really exploded in Iowa, at least in the court of public opinion there. So is Ron Paul. But what does it come down to? What does it mean ultimately? They want to stay on the radar in Iowa. They want to do well. They want to finish well. If not winning Iowa, doing well anyway. That ultimately is the goal for all of these hopefuls on the Republican side of things anyway. They want to be able to say, yep, we got some numbers, we got some momentum, and we're heading to New Hampshire for the first primary. Just like this show is, America Tonight next week will be on the road in New Hampshire broadcasting from the primary, talking to lots of different people, including the candidates. Mitt Romney had this to say about, he's been asked about this a ton of times, but he talked about government workers and also how to balance the budget. Ooh, that's a big one.
I mean, look at all the programs we have in government, and I'm going to get rid of a lot of them. I'm not just going to slow down the rate of growth. I'm going to stop them altogether. I'm going to link the pay of government workers with the pay in the private sector. I don't think government workers should make more than the people who pay for them.
All right, so there you go. Less government is a familiar theme in different ways, cutting spending, the outrageous deficit. I think a lot of the candidates would share that but have different ways of attacking it. Ultimately, can whoever the candidate finally is who emerges, which I think will probably be closer to the summertime, can they beat the guy who occupies 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now, and that's Barack Obama? Barack Obama is going to have to struggle with some of the people who might not be backing him, depending on what he decides on this oil pipeline thing. So while all this stuff is going on in Iowa, Congress comes back to Washington, and part of the discussion is going to be, you know, what happens now with this pipeline? Because the president and Congress are in the middle of a huge dispute over what's going to happen with a pipeline going from Canada all the way down to Texas. Even though it was a holiday weekend, ushering in a new year, a lot of people were protesting in front of the White House over this proposed 1,700-mile pipe that would run all the way down from Canada to Texas, ultimately through Nebraska and Kansas, etc. And it's the White House trying to make a political choice here because they've got two different Democratic constituencies who are heavy, heavy voters for Obama, the unions and also the environmentalists. A lot of the liberal environmentalists are saying that this could be a disaster if you go with these tar sands and you have the crude coming all the way down through our country. It'll lead to an oil spill disaster that you won't believe. Well, what happened was the White House signed just before Christmas. Now the presents are due. Just before Christmas, that legislation that temporarily extended, remember, the payroll tax cut through February, and it included a provision that would force him to make a decision on whether to build the pipeline. It's a 60-day deal. He has a 60-day window there. And what they're saying is he's probably going to say no, but it's a very tough spot for this president, because he's gotten such strong support from labor and environmentalists, because the labor people will be furious over that. If he rejects the pipeline, think of how many jobs will go down the tubes. It's a wild, wicked conundrum for the Prez, that they're dealing with while everybody else is focused on what's happening in Iowa and what's going to happen in the caucus and then moving forward to the primaries, New Hampshire and South Carolina, and keeping track of who's doing what. Who do you think wins the caucus? I mean, this is, it's kind of tough to handicap it because of the Santorum factor, because of Ron Paul, I think. You know, Newt Gingrich, who seemed to be sky high in all of the polls, isn't really sky high in any of the Iowa polls. I mean, he's in it, but he's not really in the top three. I don't think he's going to win Iowa. I'd say you would just X him out. And I think you have to consider Ron Paul because of the noise that he's made, but will he actually win it? I think he's on the radar there, but is he going to actually win it? Maybe Rick Santorum just surprises everybody, and he ends up taking this thing right from underneath Mitt Romney, who I think figured he had a great chance to win it. And you know, I think it's a question of the three, probably. And this is pretty hyped up. I mean, it's kind of confusing. Somebody asked me this last week, Sam in Montreal, who has nothing at stake in the Iowa caucuses, as to how it works. I mean, it's very different in some senses from a primary because it's much more, if anything else, it's much more time-consuming. It's very, very public. All over the state, there are more than 1,700 precincts in Iowa. So churches and libraries and buildings and all that kind of stuff, starting at 7 o'clock then Central Time, that's where they converge. They show up, and then they start this process, the caucuses. And before any votes are cast, and it's kind of a weird deal, supporters and surrogates of the campaigns are permitted a bunch of minutes, a bunch of time, to make the case for the candidate. So think of having a speaker at all those caucus sites. 1,774 caucus sites, meaning all the people I just mentioned and beyond having someone there. Because think of the uncommitted people who you might sway when you're out there speaking for that little length of time at the end. And Tuesday's caucuses are a way to elect delegates to the conventions, and then the delegates will later be picked for the district and state conventions, and then they'll finally be picked for the Republican National Convention. And they also pick local central members and discuss the platforms and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, historically, Iowa itself doesn't have the best record of picking winners on the Republican side, just Iowa alone. In the last five Republican primaries, without an incumbent, the winner of the Iowa caucuses went on to win the nomination just two times, in 1996 and in 2000. Food for thought. The only Republican nominee since 72 who didn't finish in the top three in Iowa was John McCain. And, of course, you know that. He did that in 2008. Odds and ends coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The menu for you a bit here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up a little bit later this hour, at the tail end of the hour, who's going where in the NFL? And did anybody nail the score? Because thanks to so many people who ended up calling me from Kentucky and Connecticut and Missouri and Illinois and Texas and all over the place, thank you so much for that. Because I was on the air late in into Friday, doing the nail the score thing. I said we would be there all season, and we were. So did anybody nail the score? The game of the week was the Giants and the Cowboys for all the marbles. I'll tell you this, New York won. The Cowboys have a lot of things to answer for in the offseason, finishing at 8-8. But we'll get to all of that at the tail end of the hour, my friends. Plus a dungeon moment for my personal life having to do with football and having to do with being in a little contest, shall we say. But that's later. Right now, guns, books, and other odds and ends. I happen to see this, and I don't know if you heard this or not, maybe on your local news they had a story about this. Have you ever been late with your library book? I have to admit, I was reading a book, or thought I was reading a book called The Poison Tree, but, you know, when do I have time to read? I'm talking to people on the phone, we're doing things for the show, whatever. And I was really giving it my best effort, however. And I was a couple of days, I think it was 5 days late with my library book. It cost me $1.25. Well, in Charlton, a mom says her local library has crossed the line and made her furious. They sent the cops to collect her daughter's overdue library books. The 5-year-old girl was so afraid that she started to cry when she saw the police car, you know, pull up. She had 2 books several months overdue, which needed to be returned or paid for. And she's saying, I thought it was way overboard that they try to make a show of that. I think that's kind of crazy, but I guess state law says that it's a misdemeanor for that. So that's what happened. That's why nobody wanted to do it, but they decided they were going to go and find out what was going on. Which Charlton, by the way, is in Boston, which is in Massachusetts. So you heard me say state law, right? A 5-year-old girl. Well, her mother has to take it back. It's her mother's fault. Ridiculous. ridiculous. Like, the cops don't have enough to do in that area that they that they're sending them out for library books. I mean, come on. Ridiculous. I know. I've been late with books before. Matt, have you ever taken the... You probably don't even go to the library. Do you go to the library? He's not even going to answer that. He's not going to dignify that question. He probably doesn't. When you're a kid, you go a lot more. Or when, you know, when you're a kid, your mother takes you there. And so you get more books. But, you know, guns. That was what people were doing over the holidays. Americans bought record numbers of guns for Christmas. That's what they say. I happen to read a story about this. And the FBI says about 1.5 million background checks on customers were requested by gun dealers all over the country. You know, they do that instant criminal background thing. And this was in December. About half a million of those were in 6 days before Christmas. Highest number ever in a single month, passing the previous record that was set in November. So a lot of people in the fall have bought a lot of guns. What's the explanation for the surge in the gun buying? Is it because people are now, some of the theories that have been thrown out is that because of the stalled economy, the problems with the economy, people are fearing crime, that robberies are up in neighborhoods, all kinds of neighborhoods, and they're going to the gun shops because with firearm laws in some states, you know, that's a, you could have that. In Texas, for example, that would be one place where you have concealed and carry or in your house or whatever. And also the worry that maybe there'll be stricter gun laws in the future. So, boom, get out, get the guns now, and don't worry about the anti-gun campaigning, any of that kind of stuff, because you already have them. But how about that? And especially like in Phoenix, people were buying guns. They said that the sales were up 25% from the previous year, and ammunition sales were up too, because you got to think of people who already have guns. And I think there were probably a lot of things, even more than what I mentioned, that could account for that too. Also too, with the you know, people hunting, although we're in most areas we're kind of out of that season. But yeah, hey, with all the claims of tighter gun laws, I think that there's something to that. And I've seen that there have been a, you know, I checked the blotters in a lot of different areas, and there have been more residential burglaries, kind of the smash and grab kind of stuff, lately than in the past. And in the past, you know, year, it's popped up. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, you know, I just got turned on to your radio show. It's a pretty cool show, and you even have a Facebook page, right?
I do have a Facebook page, yes.
I saw some guy named Tomas put something up on there about Iowa. It's really interesting. I think everybody should go and check it out. It's about Watch the Vote 2012. You all know where I'm from and who I'm supporting, but this is an effort, a grassroots effort, to make sure that the vote is counted correctly, because apparently the Republicans are going to be moving it to a secret location. And that's kind of strange to me. Because,
a secret location for the, you know, all these caucuses are in a crazy amount of places, over 1,700 places.
Right. So I guess you're talking about the final tally. You know, Yeah, you should look in at,
I've seen that there's always, you know, this, there's always people that are pushing to monitor the, watching the vote, because they want to make sure it's accurately counted. We all remember the hanging chads and all that nonsense in the presidential run. Remember what happened in Florida? And it's crazy. It's like we're in a banana republic. We don't have uniform voting anyway. And even the caucus versus the primaries and whatever is kind of confusing to a lot of people. But I think it's good. You know, hey, if anything, to keep the word out that there shouldn't be any secrets in this process.
Right. You know, every year somebody is, of course, going to threaten something about the voting. You know,
yes.
All you need is email from somebody. But this year, apparently, they decide that the threat is because of Occupy and Anonymous.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's because, you know, Ron Paul looks like he might win this. You never know. So anyway, there's going to be they have 1,700 people, And I think that's a good thing. When are you going to be going up to New Hampshire?
I'm going up to New Hampshire over the weekend, Monday.
Wow. Well, good luck on that. Don't go up there in flip-flops and shorts now. It's not Texas.
Okay? Oh, I know. I grew up in the Northeast. I'm well aware, Tomas, of how cold it can get. Oh, definitely.
Well, I told a lot of Marines to call your show tonight, so I'm going to get off, and hopefully some of them will call in. Maybe some of the fans up there in Alaska will call in. You have a great flight up there. Don't get too mad at the TSA, okay?
Yeah, they pull me. Trust me, they already have me on the list. I'm sure they pull me aside. Thanks, Tomas. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting in what he's saying about the watching for the vote. And he did put a link. If you go to our website, americatonight.net, it'll send you to the Facebook about volunteers, people who were going to monitor it. But boy, think of how many precincts, well, they'd have to be at all the precincts, really, because you'd have to watch how the caucuses went down, because that's ultimately what happens there. And Ron Paul certainly has a stake in this. Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, obviously, and Rick Santorum, and you already have Newt Gingrich saying, I don't think I'm going to win Iowa. I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. And the key thing is, too, that this is the beginning of the real stuff to me. I think the debates were good. I think some of the debates were good. Some of them kind of got off the rails. But the debates were good to just see how people answered the questions, because I think in some cases, depending on what network did it, they were slanted in certain ways, but it doesn't matter. Everybody got a chance to dance anyway. But this is now the real thing. This is where you start to track what everyone's doing. So if you had a Rick Santorum, if you had a Ron Paul, if you had have Mitt Romney, whoever it is, really just knock off every primary, then this thing would be over by the spring. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think people are going to be really choosy and going to be really different in a lot of different areas. And I think people are paying attention to what's being said. It's harder to get away with things, harder to slip things by. I think it's going to be real interesting to track this, absolutely. All right, coming up on the flip side, as always, the mailbag overfloweth. We're going to check the mail next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
And Mark listening to us there. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
I want to shoot a shout-out to 600 WICC in Connecticut here for carrying your show.
Sweet.
Yeesh. Listen, I'm just totally aggravated, and I think nothing's changed for the New Year, so if anybody expected me to change. I wanted to tell Tomas really quick a couple of topics. There was an article in Reason Magazine, and I don't have a computer, so I can't Google it, but I'm going to find it. I'm going to find the article writer, and I'm going to find it. There was a reporter in Ohio that worked on the computer programming for the electronic voting machines, and he was going to testify in court against Karl Rove during the Ohio, I think when Ken Blackwell was running in Ohio. And this guy, he was a private pilot. His plane crashed. Basically, they said he was killed because he was going to testify to prove that you can manipulate these voting machines. Now, I like conservative things and Republican, but I'm getting disgusted. I don't know what the hell to call myself anymore because there's criminals on both sides of the aisle. They killed this guy because he was going to testify that they can manipulate the voting machines. So the closer Ron Paul becomes, to winning, you're damn right there's going to be some shenanigans. To be able to say that Ron Paul's getting this close is almost like a dream come true. And a lot of, especially in the New York media here, everybody's calling him anti-black, anti-Jew, anti-gay.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's a guy who never changed after 30 years, and he might have been a little rough around the edges. Sometimes somebody wrote from a letter to the National Review that he was a little bit arrogant or brutish. Rude. But he can't hold a candle to Newt Gingrich, that freaking Nazi. But the reason I bring up the Ron Paul and this guy who was killed in Ohio is because they will try to steal the election. It doesn't matter what party it is. And Ron Paul's son, Rand, and I know I'm jumping around here, but I can tie this all together, was one of only a handful of senators, including Jim DeMint, who voted against the Defense Authorization Act of last week that Obama signed. We've talked for years, Kate, and about how this country's becoming a damn prison. This is what this Defense Authorization Act has done. And Michael Savage was savaging Ron Paul all last week. Ron Paul's son and Ron Paul himself, I guarantee you, voted against the Defense Authorization Act. So how can you savage a guy that he's been telling you for years about the way this country is going and the civil liberties being squashed, and now Obama's just taken it upon himself with the executive orders and with this law that he can just lock up American citizens. You know, pretty soon, Kate, yourself, myself, gun owners, libertarians, the people that have conservative viewpoints, want to see the Federal Reserve audited, people that believe in a real currency, that believe in the truth, we're going to be called terrorists. The thing is, Kate, people say, you know, people I talk to at work, and I don't talk to as many people anymore because they, you know, I'm a zealot, I'm crazy. The stuff
right.
I talked about is coming true. But we're this
right
is
from
Alamo.
Years ago. Yeah.
Our country is the Alamo. Where else is there to go? There is nowhere else to go. We have to stand and fight. And by fight, I mean, but the point is, I can't call Chuck Schumer. I can't call Anita Lowey because if I just tell them I think you're a damn treasonous traitor,
yeah, they go after
they'll
you.
Be knocking on my door looking for my guns.
Yeah.
You know, and you were asking why the gun sales are going through the roof. What do you think? You know what? I'll say this on the radio, whether I get in trouble or not, I don't care. Does the word rebellion reverberate with anybody? And, you know, I know about all of the political history and the military history. Anybody that wants a war or a revolution is an a-hole. You don't want this fight. You don't want dying in the streets. Nobody does. But it's a gigantic but. You read the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, you know, when the government becomes abusive of the people, it's time to abolish it and change it. So, oh, my God, Kate, what did I just say? Am I saying abolish the government? Yeah, I am. So all you NSA people, listen, you can kiss my rear end because I'm not the only one that feels this way. There's a lot of people who are disgusted in the direction this country's going. And,
right, I agree with you. That's why I think, thanks, Mark. That's why I think you're going to see more. I agree that the frustration, maybe you're not to the level of Mark, but where people are so frustrated, I say it every single night. We see it, we hear it. You don't even have to listen to talk shows to know that I think more than people fearing that we're going to have some kind of a uprising or whatever, I think that people are trying to get something rational to happen in Washington and to stop the gridlock and to get better representation. I think we're going to see that third party. We're not going to see it this time around. If we're not going to see it this time around, we're going to see it the next time around. Honestly, I cannot believe, and I wasn't so certain of that before, but I think that people understand the value of freedom and that we're becoming less free in a sense because of the rights that are being taken away and what's happening with the rest of the world and all that sort of stuff and obviously what's going on financially and what's happening in the separation, how we are starting to see a massive separation between the classes. And that's why there's a push now there's more libertarian thought, I think, than ever. And we're going to get that third party, and I think that will make a huge, huge difference. And really, I hope that's what we get. I hope that's what we get, that more people get involved in the process, and the process is changed, that the process becomes better. That's what we should wish for, that this is still a great form of government. It's just been corrupted and abused beyond belief, abused, corrupted, and used. And twisted, and the Constitution has been violated, has been trampled on. And we do want to keep as many rights as possible. We don't want to give up rights. We want to keep as many as possible, but still be able to have that free voice, to have a real say in our government, not a faux say, if you will. All right, let's head, because we got so many emails, I'm going to try to rattle off a whole bunch of them. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one comes to us from Jeremy in Phoenix. He's quick to say that because there's a Jeremy in Alaska that listens to us. Yo, Kate, I used to listen to you a long time ago, and now I've picked you back up again. I love that you switched from sports to politics. You used to throw in politics when I listened to you in New York anyway, now and again. I think it's going to be interesting to watch these primaries go. Ron Paul. I wasn't a Paul believer, but now I've kind of fallen in love with the guy. He's very grandfatherly, and he sticks to his guns, whether people think he's kooky or not. He's right when it comes to the finances of this country and when it comes to staying out of everybody else's business when it comes to foreign affairs. All right, another vote for Ron Paul. This one from Joe in Texas. America Tonight, I hope you had a great New Year. Did you shoot off any guns? A lot of people in my neighborhood were shooting off guns. Nobody got killed. That is a good thing. What do you think is going to happen in 2012? Is there really a chance that a Republican will knock off Obama? Well, the crystal ball that I just polished up, Joe, of course, there's always a chance that something could change in the election. I think a lot also depends on the economy and the independent voters. The problem is there going to be someone clear-cut from the Republican Party, and are people going to rally and go out and vote for them? Also, what happens with Obama? Does he lose favor with people who voted for him before? Do they not go and vote for him? For example, the unions versus the environmentalists with the whole controversy over the pipeline, whatever he decides there, because that's going to be settled. The individual health mandate, the Supreme Court is going to rule on that by probably the beginning of June. That could become a factor in the election. What goes on with the economy? What's happening with unemployment? All that plays into it. If the picture is bleak, then there's more of a chance there could be a switch. But I don't know. It's too early to call this because we don't know who the candidate's going to be. And I think that Obama, whether you like him or not, because I think he's ineffective, but he's got some momentum. When you're the incumbent, you have some momentum. Does he give a lot of that back, though, because of some of the things that have happened and the frustrations out there? It's all a matter of who's voting, what's happening with the electoral votes, too, as well. All right, this one from Sandy Kay. The new year should bring about a lot of good changes, Kate, I hope, anyway. It's always good to say goodbye to one year, especially if you struggled. I noticed that a lot of my neighbors were barely hanging on to their house, and they were working, too. And as you say, sometimes three jobs, no kidding. That is so crazy. They don't have time for their kids, for their grandkids, for their families. And people just seem too damn tired to me. We need somebody that can bring some sanity back to the way of life that we enjoy here in America, or did enjoy. Well, you're just echoing the same sentiments that other people have said. Here's another one from Jake in Austin, Texas. Jake says, way to go, Kate. I happen to hear your daily salute from a previous hour. I love that ex-cop jumped into the icy water and rescued those kids outside of Salt Lake City. It was a good ending to that story. It could have been a catastrophe. Yeah, there was four kids in the car. Two of them, one of them had to be resuscitated. And he had to shoot out the windows, the back window in the car, and get them out and cut off one of the seat belts. And that's a scary thing. The father was driving along and slid on the icy road, flipped over, went into the water there, and then had to try to get free and try to get everybody free from the car he could, and was really struggling. So it was good timing. It was perfect timing that he was there, and he immediately jumped into action. Great way to end this mailbag segment, too. Coming up next, we're going to check what happened with Nail the Score. Did anybody nail the score? Also, some of the setups in the NFL and a dungeon a moment. You're not going to believe what happened to me. Stay with us.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Lipstick, junkie, defunct, the all in one. She came back wearing.
They have two receivers left and three, including Gates and Jackson, right. Rivers throws left. Stop, Rob. Caught, Floyd. Breaks a tackle. Inside on Giordano. 10-5. Touchdown. Malcolm Floyd beats Lito Shepard again.
Quick throw right to the
formation. Now Welker shifts out of there and comes in motion to the right. Brady back to throw on second and goal at the 7. Fires to the right. Touchdown, Rockland Christie.
Drew Brees in the gun, drops straight back. Bouncing on the ball to his feet at midfield. Cox his arm, throws end zone. He's got a wide open receiver. Touchdown, right side, Colston.
That's just playing criminal. That's playing criminal right there.
Blitz coming. Snaps over his head. DeLome not going to chase it. Hayes picks it up, and the Titans have stopped the two-point play. And so the Titans lead 23-22 with 14 seconds to go.
How do you describe that? It's just it's a great gift.
Just outside, 22 yards. Quinn Sharp to win the game for Oklahoma State, kicking left to right. Snap is good. Placement's good. Kick is on the way, and it is good. It's good, and Oklahoma State has won it in overtime. The first overtime, 41-38.
Three receivers left, one to the right. Wilson now will clock it. The clock shows zero. Let's see if he's going to get some time here.
The
game is over. You heard it. The clock strikes zero, and the Badgers have their hearts broken.
There by Carl, sped back to the outside. Drew laid it across. Barczyk, a shot, fought off by Lundquist. Big scramble there, and the whistle is blown. Drew all the way across over to
Jake Voracek. You got Pierre Hardin looking for any opportunity. Watch Ryan McDonough come right into the crease. To come right into your vantage point right there. Boy, and very close to Ryan McDonough. Pierre put that hand over that puck in the crease.
No question.
That would have been a penalty shot.
Absolutely. Look at that scramble.
Look at that puck just barely under the pad.
Shootout, he's 20 for 45. Anywhere close to 50% is tremendous. Pierre against Lundqvist.
Wow, what a week of sports, weekend of sports. Oklahoma State beating Stanford 41-38. You heard some of the highlights there. Oregon and Wisconsin tangle. That's in the Rose, 45-38. So you have the Fiesta and the Rose Bowl finishes there. And you heard at the tail end a little hockey thrown in. The Rangers shutting down the Flyers, not shutting them down, but denying them the pleasure to win the Classic in the city of brotherly love. So 3-2 was the final score. You know, it was one of those outdoor deals that the NFL is really pushing. So you had, you know, replica of the Liberty Bell and fans that were just bundled up like Eskimos, hoping that it was going to go into overtime. But nope, it did not happen instead.
Penalty shot to force it into overtime. That was probably one of the craziest games I've seen in a really
crazy.
Long time. And it was pretty awesome, too, and especially for a hockey fan. I love it when it's a game like that that's on national TV, has a lot of hype, and it lives up to it. That was an awesome game.
It was an awesome game. I taped it because I was so excited about the whole thing in the first place. And there's more pressure, I think, than any of the regular season games that you would have normally anyway. I mean, it still means 2 points, but it's the hype that they got, like, you know, Matt was just saying, it was almost like it was the Stanley Cup Finals because NBC had the game. HBO had 12 camera crews there because they had done a 24/7 series. They had done a thing on the Broad Street Bullies and whatnot. So that was just huge, huge for the Rangers to win that. And the NHL surrounded the rink. Like I said, there's all kinds of cool things there. They had fake snow and Christmas trees and firewood even. I even noticed they had a trash can fire. And the temperatures were in the 30s. So people were layered for that. I mean, it was that crazy. But pretty cool. It was very, very fun to watch that. He's right. It was fun to watch. Unfortunately, my Flyers did not win that, but it was an exciting sporting event anyway. Not so exciting was the finish of the NFL season for some because it was, for example, a win-or-go-home situation with the Dallas Cowboys against the New York Giants. They were in New York. They lost. The final score, Giants beat them 31-14. That was our nail-the-score game. Nobody nailed the score. We had people like Mike in Illinois, who had, check it out, he had the G-Men 35-14. We had Mike Trom, who said the G-Men 35-27, but nobody got it. So, you know, Mike was the closest, very close. Just think about it. It's just a couple of points separating it. My crazy guess was that the Giants would win at 24-21. It got interesting finally in the third quarter of that game, but boy, the Cowboys were sputtering and the Giants just looked terrific. I gotta send some people to the dungeon because the end of the NFL season to me symbolized something else. I was in a football pool and the people that put the pool together were out of North Carolina. Now, way before I took America Tonight and way before I was doing New York, I was offered a job in Raleigh, North Carolina. And they were really, the people were great there. And I went and did an audition, the whole thing, and they were trying to seduce me with their great barbecue and how great the place was and that there were smart men in the triangle. And I'm going to have to say, I'm not so sure about the men in the triangle anymore because I do this pool where the people don't know me and my buddy's in the pool. He's a professor and he's talking about it. And I just thought, I want to get in this thing. And so it's through CBS Sports like other people do. And it turns out I run into him and he tells me that toward the tail end of the season, you got these two duds, probably went to North Carolina State, Taylor Pope, is one guy's name, and Brian Lang, who ended up winning the pool and taking the pot and all that stuff, who were rigging the thing at the end. Because mathematically, and this is what this guy does for a living, he figured out that they had to be working together so that they were going to finish one and two. So needless to say, not that my picks were the best. I didn't finish in the top five. I didn't finish in the bottom. I hate to finish in the middle, and I finished somewhere in the middle. But come on, did you have a chance if these guys were stacking the deck? So I'm going to say that we're going to have to take these two and throw them in. And no, none of you know them. You just know that these are two cheaters. And we're branding them as cheaters. So we're going to throw them in the dungeon. Can we please throw Taylor and Brian in the dungeon?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, good thing I didn't go to North Carolina. Matt, see these guys in North Carolina. They'll sweet talk you, but then look what they're doing behind your back.
That's nasty stuff. Nasty stuff.
I know. Next time I'm going to be in a pool with guys from Minnesota.
Yeah, we're Minnesota nice up here. We would never do anything like that. Plus, it's too cold. We don't have time to be thinking about schemes like that. We're too worried about building a fire to stay warm.
That's right. So I have a better shot. So I'm looking for a pool next year where I know it's not rigged, where I know I get a fair shake. Oh, man.
Might have to make a visit to North Carolina and straighten these guys out.
That's right. I agree with you. They don't know. We got connections here on America Tonight. They better hide. They better be hiding.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
They better be hiding in that triangle somewhere. That's all I can say. All right. Rounding things out, as I said, this is now the playoffs. Can you believe it? So think about Saturday. Maybe you're going to be watching a little, I don't know, Cincinnati taking on the Houston Texans. I have a cousin who's excited about Houston, always asking me, how are they going to do? How are they going to do? And then on Sunday, this is AFC stuff, you got Pittsburgh and Denver. Tebow, does he fade against Pittsburgh? Ultimately, what happens there? And also NFC wild card stuff, you got Detroit and New Orleans. Oh, Drew Brees is going to eat Detroit's lunch. And then Atlanta and the New York Giants. Is there any momentum now for the Giants at MetLife? I'm going to say the Giants take that one. Don't forget, we're going to have our special edition of Nail the Score later in the week.
Beckham now knocked Hamlin to the ice, cross-checks him a couple of times. Well, call something, for God's sake!
That's exactly right.
I mean, he's looking right at it. He hit Hamlin twice, and they call absolutely nothing.